Welcome back for a new episode of Cinema Central. As always, I'm your host, DJ Ace. And as the saying goes, tis the season, but I'm not referring to the holidays. I am talking about the season of Oscar contending movies. Fall and early winter are notorious for studios dropping their Oscar contenders in theaters. And on this review, I am talking about First Man, which came out on October 12th. As always, there will be full spoilers, so I would recommend you check out the movie, then come back here for the review. Of course, considering this is a biopic about Neil Armstrong, it's not like I'm spoiling anything, because this is all just history. So yeah. Otherwise, I would still recommend you see this movie, because it is darn good. Before I get into the nitty-gritty of everything, I think it's only fair to give my initial reactions, which is dang. This is one intense movie, to be quite honest, that really does highlight the immense struggles of the early space program while also highlighting the life of Neil Armstrong and his personal and family struggles. This film is masterfully crafted, and sitting in theater makes you feel every shake on screen. There's no doubt in my mind that this film will make an appearance at the upcoming Oscars. So, to begin, as I said before, First Man is a biopic about Neil Armstrong, played by Ryan Gosling, who has to be gunning for a lead performance Oscar win because, dang, he missed it in 2017 when he got nominated for La La Land, and also 10 years prior in 2006 for his role in Half Nelson. This movie starts in 1961 and takes us all the way to the legendary Apollo 11 mission in 1969. And coincidentally, that is also the year that my favorite Camaro came out. Off topic. Anyway, the first thing this movie does really well is set the tone of the film right at the beginning. We see Neil performing a high atmosphere test flight and something called the X-15, I believe. In which case, he almost bounces off the atmosphere because that's actually a real thing that can happen. This is but the first of many times I found myself gritting my teeth through the movie. The only way I can really describe it is that they want you to literally feel this movie. From all the camera shaking and the intensity of what all is happening on screen, in this first sequence alone, it is just insane. And there are about two more gut wrenchers to get through before this movie is done. I think that the visual presentation of this movie has to be credited to two people. Damien Chazelle, the director, and Linus Sandgren, the cinematographer, and coincidentally, both of them won an Oscar 2 years ago for directing and cinematography on La La Land, respectively. They throw us into these tiny cockpits numerous times throughout the film. Like, I have no idea how these actors got into these modules, let alone the actual astronauts, because, like, once you are locked in there, you're not going anywhere. And I'm not a claustrophobic guy, but I think even these things would break me. And again, there are two more just gut-wrenching moments we haven't even talked about. The second is when Neil is flying the Gemini 8 mission and he gets caught in a lethal rotational spin that he narrowly escapes. Now, naturally, when doing a movie about space exploration, practical effects can only get you so far, but they actually did a fantastic job regardless. But still, seeing this capsule creening through space was enough to make me not regret getting popcorn. The tension was just unreal. The rocket takeoffs were especially jarring, just with all the shaking and things rattling. I honestly thought the whole thing was going to come apart, which is why I wouldn't be surprised to see this film up for a sound design nomination. Now, obviously, I was not alive during this time, so I have no idea what Neil Armstrong was actually like, but I think Ryan Gosling did a fine job portraying him. Early in the film, we find out that Armstrongs had a daughter who dies at a very young age, and it really haunts Neil for the rest of the film. Not to mention, later he starts to develop an animosity towards funerals because he has been to so many of them. One of the most tragic parts of the film is when the first Apollo rocket capsule catches fire and all three astronauts die. This was an event I did not know about, so I was generally shocked when seeing this in the film. It is interesting to note that Gus Grissom died in this rocket, and he was one of the astronauts that was part of the Mercury program, which sent John Glenn into space. But while Gosling does a fantastic job, he's not the only outstanding performance in this movie. Claire Foy plays his wife Janet, and you really just can't imagine how she must have felt in real life experiencing all of this. But I think Claire Foy does a great job conveying it. We find out Janet has a direct line to the NASA feed while Neil's doing the Gemini 8 mission, and while listening, one of her kids comes and yanks the speaker away, and it's just crazy. They had two boys, by the way, and she kind of freaks out, but even more so is when NASA cuts the feed when things start to go wrong. She goes to the NASA building directly, and they tell her everything is fine, it's under control, but she doesn't buy it, and she says something along the lines of, you can't control anything, and it's just really crazy. But the big moment for both Ryan and Claire was the night before the Apollo 11 mission. Janet confronts Neil, saying that he needs to say goodbye to their sons because she knows he might not come back. And she is also calling out Neil's own fears at the same time. And it was just some beautiful acting. There's also this one really grim bit where these two guys at NASA are going over the statement that would have been released should the mission have failed. And it just really helped elevate the gravity of the situation. Naturally, the final sequence was the mission itself, and once again, it was as jarring as ever, but one thing I really noticed in this sequence was the soundtrack. It was just super fitting for the moment, and I would also point out that the composer for this film is Justin Hurwitz, who won an Oscar composing for La La Land. So just a couple other neat things I liked about this movie, the use of silence, especially when they land on the moon, because as we all know, there's no sound in space and they can't hear you scream. I'm just kidding. Different movie. And they took it to the absolute zero because I could hear the movie playing in the theater next door, which was not a quiet movie, by the way. And it was a bit obnoxious. So if you see this movie, please see it in a theater with good soundproofing. They also use lighting, but more notably darkness very effectively because, again, as we all know, space is kind of dark. And the cinematography was just very up close and personal for a lot of the interaction in this film. And I do mean up close, but I think that just makes the actors put out their best effort, or rather it just really helps bring the actors' performances out. One side thing I was not expecting to see in this film was some of the social pushback and criticism of the space program itself. Basically, they were calling out the cost of the program on a whole. And one thing I'm glad they kept in is that the U.S. is trying to beat the Russians, who have seemingly beat them at every turn until Apollo 11. I also really appreciated the ending of the movie because while in quarantine, Neil and Buzz were watching the TV and they pulled up the iconic speech that President Kennedy gave about we go to the moon not because it is easy but because it is hard, or however that went. And additionally, they did pull out other historic footage for this film, most notably actual film of the Apollo 11 taking off. And the ending with Neil and Janet separated by that glass window was both simple and beautiful all at the same time because they didn't have to say a word and the credits rolled right after that. So to summarize First Man, it is a fantastically filmed, directed, and acted biopic that really highlights the struggles of both Neil and the mission to land a man on the moon. Now, I'm not one to make Oscar predictions, but if you have been paying attention, we have a team of individuals that all have worked on an award-winning film 2 years ago. So for First Man, I would say Ryan Gosling for lead actor, Claire Foy for lead actress, Damien Chazelle for directing, and then also adapted screenplay because it is adapted from a book. I would also say, again, for sound design, and I'd also put for cinematography and original score. Well, that wraps up this review. Thanks for listening, and please be sure to check out this movie if you didn't see it already. I'd also recommend you hit the subscribe button so you know exactly when new episodes are up. Otherwise, be sure and follow the podcast on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Ace Cinema Central. Have a good weekend.
Booyah!